Time now for a look at the wide world of sports from ABC Sports, brought to you by Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, with locations in Walnut Creek and Berlin, where you'll find the largest selection of cheese, meat, bulk foods, and baking ingredients. Get your favorites from the Scratch Bakery or Uncle Mike's Meat Snacks. Visit walnutcreekcheese.com for hours, event news, and weekly specials. It's more than a store.
Christine Lisi. Week 6 of the NFL season kicks off tonight with the Eagles and Giants. Philadelphia coming off its first loss of the season. The defending Super Bowl champs 4-1 despite an offense that looks out of sync. 30th in the league offensively and 31st in passing. Saquon Barkley's off to a slow start, averaging just over 50 yards a game. To get the offense back on track, quarterback Jalen Hurts needs to get the ball into the hands of Barkley, as well as receiver A.J. Brown, advises ESPN NFL analyst Jason McCourty.
Starting with Saquon Barkley, allow him to run the ball. Last year against this Giants offense, 17 carries, 176 yards. This is a Giants defense that is still struggling against the run. This is a Jeff Stoutland type of game. The offensive line coach for the Philadelphia Eagles, hand it off and let him do his thing. When you do that, now you unlock A.J. Brown to be able to get loose. The Giants play almost 50% of the dropbacks in man-to-man coverage. A.J. Brown, go out there and win your one-on-ones tonight and make plays. Jalen Hurts, give him an opportunity to do so.
Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa, dealing with injuries to his hip and left thumb, is expected to play Sunday against the Chargers. Baseball tonight marks a second straight must-win for the Cubs at home in their National League Division Series versus the Brewers. 8:30 Eastern, ESPN Radio, Matthew Boyd and Freddie Peralta on the hill. Yankee slugger Aaron Judge not ruling out off-season elbow surgery to repair his injured right elbow. He suffered a flexor strain in late July, returned as a DH August 5th, and a month later was back in right field, though he was still limited. Team USA set to hire the Miami Heat's Eric Spoelstra as the next head coach of the men's national team, reports ESPN's Sham Sharania. He'll succeed Steve Kerr for the 2027 World Cup as well as the 2028 Summer Olympics after serving as the lead assistant on Team USA's gold medal squad last year.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Here's a tale of Becky. Didn't know what to do with new meds prescribed and no real cost clue.
She squinted at prices. That can't be right. Then tapped GoodRx and saw the light.
She can get a deal. Book telehealth if she feel.
Learn about those meds without any stress. That one little app does all the rest.
Even my horse downloaded it. Dang, save time and money on prescriptions.
Check GoodRx. GoodRx is not insurance.
From ABC Sports to ABC News, brought to you on WKLM by Kime Home Centers. Day round 557, Charm, 893-2251. Discover a world of ideas for your home with 125,000 square feet of building products and displays at Kime in Charm, Ohio. Find them on the web at KimeHome.com or Facebook.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. It's midnight in Israel, and phase one of the U.S. peace plan to end the war in Gaza still needs the full approval of Israel's government. Phase one would include an immediate ceasefire, the IDF forces having 24 hours to withdraw to new deployment lines, and then a 72-hour window opening for the release of remaining 48 hostages. Here's ABC's Jordana Miller in Jerusalem.
Israel, in exchange, will release about 2,000 Palestinian prisoners. And that will really, and then the one piece that will kind of take a little bit more time is locating and returning the bodies of the hostages. That may take a couple more weeks. And after that, Israel will move to talks on phase two.
Israelis and Palestinians remaining cautiously optimistic. ABC's Ian Pannell in Hostages Square in Tel Aviv.
Scenes of jubilation, of relief, finally hope realized. We were here two days ago when we were talking about the anniversary of the war, and there were still so many doubts. I mean, 2 years since this terrible war began, Palestinians and Israelis can finally dare hope that their long nightmare is coming to an end.
New York Attorney General Letitia James, who charged Donald Trump and his family business in the civil fraud case, was indicted today on at least one count of alleged fraud. It comes after President Trump's public demand that the Justice Department move now to charge his enemies. It is the same U.S. attorney recently installed in Virginia who saw charges against former FBI James Comey. ABC's Olivia Rubin has more.
Letitia James would have to enter a plea here. I think it's quite likely that what we will see here is not guilty from her, and also likely fierce legal battle that is going to play out.
Following a hearing, a federal judge in Chicago expected to rule whether to block the Trump administration's attempts to send National Guard troops to Chicago. The city and state of Illinois asking for the temporary restraining order. You're listening to ABC News.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code COOL to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code COOL for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
The suspect accused of starting the deadly Palisades fire in Los Angeles making a court appearance today.
In court in Florida, federal magistrate ruling Jonathan Rinderknecht must remain in custody until his next hearing on October 17th. He faces up to 20 years in prison for allegedly starting the Palisades fire while he was living in Southern California. In court, it was revealed Rinderknecht recently threatened his family, saying he was going to burn down their house. A judge finding he is still a threat to the community, and the judge is worried he's a flight risk. Prosecutors indicate seemingly obsessed with fire that Rinderknecht started a fire that eventually rekindled and turned into the Palisades fire in January. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Off the coast of Chile, the giant stone heads that have become synonymous with Easter Island have long puzzled scientists, but now it's becoming a little clearer.
Scientists have long been trying to determine how 500 years ago the native Rapa Nui people were able to transport the 86-ton stone heads around Easter Island. Now a team of anthropologists say they walked. With the help of 3D modeling, they say the Rapa Nui likely tied ropes around the top of the heads and were able to rock them back and forth, so they waddled forward. The team published its results in the Journal of Archaeological Science and even field-tested the idea with a replica head. Mike Tabusky, ABC News.
Fall-like weather sweeping into the northeast. Forecasters say a nor'easter storm could develop this weekend off the southeast coast. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
The Home Depot has everything you need to turn your home into a beacon of holiday cheer. So whether you're going all out or just adding a few holiday touches, we've got you covered with trees, yard decor, and more. Save time decorating with one of our easy-to-assemble pre-lit trees or pick up a piece from our Yuletide Lane decor collection and fill your yard with holiday joy. Whatever your style, find everything to get your holidays started at The Home Depot.
Soccer coming up right around the corner for you. West Holmes traveling to Loudonville right now. A quick check of the weather brought to you by the Holmes County Chamber of Commerce and Tourism Bureau, who exist to help their members succeed through advocacy, leadership, economic development, innovation, communication, and maintaining the community's identity. They are so glad to serve you. Find out more when you call 674-3975 or visit HolmesCountyChamber.com. Lots of sunshine for the rest of the afternoon with a high of 61. Tomorrow night, clear skies, patchy frost after midnight, a low of 35. There is a frost advisory set to go into effect from 1 a.m. through 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Some patchy morning frost around when you wake up tomorrow. Otherwise, sunshine with a high of 66. Tomorrow night for hometown football, Friday night, mostly clear skies, 44, and mostly sunny on Saturday with a chance of afternoon showers and a high of 67. That's the latest forecast from the National Weather Service. Hometown Radio, WKLM.
La
The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
It's time for boys soccer, West Holmes versus Loudonville, and here is Matt Croy.
And Phoenix, good evening from Loudonville. West Holmes, a record of 6-9-1, and the Loudonville Redbirds, a record of 10-2-10-3 on the season. Stay tuned, we'll be speaking with West Holmes head soccer coach Josh Wingard on the pregame show on WKLM.
Taking on a large exterior home project is no small task. When you're looking for the best options in roofing, siding, windows, and doors, Provia products are the clear choice. At Provia, quality is engineered into the product, integrity is never compromised, and local craftsmanship delivers a stunning final result that will last for generations. Our experts at Keim Home Center are here to help you explore the possibilities. Visit Keim in Charm, Ohio. Keim, built on trust since 1911.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
When searching for the perfect insurance to both fit your needs and budget, you want to deal with someone you know and trust. Hi, I'm Keith Troyer at Hobbins Insurance. Born and raised in Holmes County, I have been a teacher and a coach in the area my whole adult life. I am now an agent for Hobbins Insurance in Millersburg. I want to be your insurance coach, and at Hobbins Insurance, we have many avenues to assure you the best cost available. From auto to home to farm to business, we can take care of your needs at a price that can fit your budget. Call me at 330-674-9091 or visit HobbinsInsurance.com.
At Kaufman Realty and Auctions, you've got options. Your property is unique, and our agents know how to sell it. Whether it's a traditional listing or live auction, we'll earn you top dollar. Our agents will utilize whichever method of sale works best. When buying or selling your next home, call on Kaufman.
MEB Systems, the area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Before the Kick is being brought to you on WKLM by Home Siding Contractors.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Alongside West Hulls Knights head soccer coach Josh Wingard, a record of 6-9-1 on the season, entering their final regular season contest of the year. Josh, but were you guys most wins since the 2020 season? This team certainly has taken a step forward for this season.
Yeah, when I took this program over, you know, it was a pretty empty cupboard. We had 14 players total, and we had zero wins that first year. The last 2 years, we've had 3 wins in each season. And this year, like you mentioned, we're at 6. Our numbers, we've got 23 players this year. We played 7 or 8 halves of JV this year, which was a huge step for us in being able to develop some of our younger players and get them good quality game minutes. Looking forward to next year, we anticipate to be closer to 30 or 32 players and having a full JV and varsity squad. And I've said from all along we're trending in the right direction, and that's kind of the motif for this season.
You said they are a lot of positives, that's for sure. Here, look at these last couple of games. 8-0 win over Shenandoah, a slim 5-4 loss to Cambridge. Take us through those last couple of games. Obviously, they got the one win and right into the other game.
Yeah, Shenandoah, that was last Saturday. That was our final home game, our senior day. So to get a victory there was nice, and you know, to score 8 goals, that was good for this team. We've been on the other side of that a lot this year. So for us to be in a game where we were able to score a lot was good. And then we went down to Cambridge Tuesday night, and we knew it was going to be a battle. That's a team that we're really not familiar with at all, but they're in our district, so we thought it would be a good opportunity to pick up a district opponent. We knew going in they had a couple nice players, number 10 and number 12, and we started that game the best we've looked all year. We were passing the ball. Cambridge barely touched it. We were up 2-0, and then they were able to tie it at the half, and they came out in the early second half and scored an early goal to go up 3-2, and then when we tied it, they scored right away, made it 4-3. We tied it up again, and they went down and scored that fifth one right away. And I feel like the last 10 or 12 minutes, it was all us trying to get that equalizer, and we just couldn't get it to go. And, it was a tough loss. It probably would have been a really good game for this young team to win, but it wasn't in the cards that night. So, we took the loss, and we talked about putting that behind us, and we've got one more game here to tune up with before tournaments. And so here we are at Loudonville tonight.
Well, you look at this group also. I know Garrett Oberst, we see him kicking the field goals and extra points for the football team, but also he's led the way goal-wise for the soccer team, 21 goals in the year. Talk about Garrett, what he's able to do, kind of lead the way scoring-wise, I guess, for this team.
Yeah, Garrett, he's a junior this year. He's definitely our leading scorer. He has been since his freshman year. I think he had maybe eight goals the last 2 years, and that was enough to lead the team. And this year he's stepped up in a big way. He's at 21, like you said. That just the way he plays, his leadership, he's a team captain. He leads by example. He is an extremely hard-working kid. And I know, he balances his time between the football team and the soccer team, and in a way that benefits both teams. We don't feel like we're missing him because he's playing football, and I don't think football feels like they're missing him because he's a soccer player. He balances it all out, and he's a great kid and a great leader.
Good to have that. Now, you mentioned a final regular season game against this Loudonville team on the road here. What are some things you're looking for from your group tonight?
We are looking to rebound from that loss. We want to come out and play with confidence and play the way that we know we're capable of. We don't want to have that bad game hangover. We don't want to keep licking our wounds. We want to put that game behind us and move on and have a good showing tonight.
Josh, thanks for your time and good luck tonight.
All right, thank you, Matt.
That's the voice of West Hulls Knights head soccer coach Josh Wingard.
Before the Kick has been brought to you on WKLM by Home Siding Contractors.
There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
So guess what I found at the jewelry store in Millersburg?
Ooh, what?
sterling silver birthstone jewelry, bracelets, necklaces, earrings. You can stack them. You can mix and match them. They're so pretty.
That sounds perfect for birthdays or just because.
Exactly. And they're right downtown at 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
Looks like I know where I'm spending this weekend.
The Jewelry Store. Beautiful, personal, unforgettable.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
At Home Siding Contractors, our mission is to give homeowners a quality product, whether it's our vinyl siding or our energy-efficient replacement windows and doors. Home Siding Contractors is ready to turn your home into one of your biggest energy-saving assets. You'll notice the difference as your home will stay warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Call 888-725-6619 for a in-home estimate or find all of our products at homesiding.com.
Home Siding Contractors, Home Siding, Home Siding Contractors.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn
Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator. Team up with Millersburg Electric and Generac today to schedule your free in-home consultation and a turnkey generator install. Call or visit MillersburgElectric.com and be ready for the next power outage.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Looking to bring more light into your home or close in that back porch? MRV Siding Supply has you covered. Now offering CanClad architectural cladding. Enjoy the beauty of wood without the upkeep. It's maintenance-free with a modern wood look that lasts. Plus, their bifold doors create stunning openings for your three-season room. MRV Siding Supply, your go-to in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com and bring your space to life with CanClad.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
And a halftime score in boys high school soccer for Lionelville. It is the scoreless game between the Knights and the Redbirds. Really an action-packed first half, despite the fact there's no goals across that net. You look at West Holmes, they had a total of 13 shots of goal, just 8 of them were on net. And for Lionelville, they had 6 shots on goal, and 5 of those were on net. A lot of those shots of goal for Lionelville, though, came early in the first half, and then West Holmes was more on the aggressor as the first half corner wore on. West Holmes had 5 keeper saves from goalkeeper Jordan Gerber, and for Lionelville's goalkeeper, and Kaden Leister, he had 7 keeper saves in the first half. Lionelville had 5 direct kicks, while West Holmes had 2. Each team had 1 indirect kick in the first half. Well, for West Holmes, they had 2 corner kicks. Lionelville also had a pair of corner kicks in the first half. And each team had 5 goal kicks in the first half. Very competitive first half, both sides. And again, a scoreless game at the half between West Holmes and Lionelville. West Holmes, again, their next game will be in sectional tournament play next Thursday, October 16th at Maysville. And for Lionelville, their next game will also be in the sectional. They're in Division 5, West Holmes in D4. For Lionelville, they'll play next Thursday, October 16th against either Medina Christian or Brookfield. Reminder, tomorrow night we'll have high school football coming your way. West Holmes is at Ashland. Airtime live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. We'll be at 6 p.m. kickoff at 7 o'clock, and we'll have delayed video for you posted on the WKLM YouTube page immediately following the contest for tomorrow night. And then coming away on Saturday, we'll have Ohio State football, the Buckeyes at Illinois. We'll join the OSU radio network at 10:30 a.m. kickoff at noon. And Browns football on Sunday against the Steelers. We'll join the Browns radio network at 11 a.m. kickoff. We'll be at 1 o'clock this Sunday afternoon. Again, we'll be live streaming the area tournament games for boys and girls soccer, as well as high school volleyball starting next week, so stay tuned for that as well. Again, the halftime score from Lionelville. It's Lionelville nothing and West Holmes nothing. Back with the second half after this on WKLM.
Since 1975, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has been an industry pioneer in real estate at auction. This is Anthony Kaufman. Some companies come and go, and some experience ownership changes, but Dave Kaufman has owned and overseen every aspect of his company. During that time, Kaufman Realty and Auctions has grown and expanded to meet increasing customer needs while always staying on the cutting edge of technology and giving back to the community. Rooted in tradition, growing through innovation, we are Kaufman Realty and Auctions in Millersburg, Sugar Creek, New Philadelphia, Cambridge, and at KaufmanRealty.com.
MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year. There's nothing better than the sound of a hammer, a drill, and a saw. A&R Builders in Berlin has been putting all those tools to work for the past 25 years. If you need re-roofing work done, A&R Builders is the place to call. They'll also do new homes for both residential and general contractors, along with pole buildings, decks, and custom framing. Call A&R Builders in Berlin at 893-2111. That's 893-2111.
I need a gift. Something shiny. My wife said, "Give me something meaningful." But all I heard was, "Don't mess this up."
Relax. You just need to go to the jewelry store in Millersburg.
Jewelry?
They've got a sterling silver birthstone, stackable bracelets, necklaces, earrings, super personal, and no, not scary.
So I can look like a thoughtful genius without crying in the parking lot?
Exactly. They're located at 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg.
The jewelry store in historic downtown Millersburg. They'll make you look good.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
Boys High School Soccer tonight as we get started for the second half here momentarily from Loudonville. Matt Croy alongside with you again, Phoenix Price and Alex Bass back in the studio. And glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. And really a back and forth first half. Newest score so far. We'll see what happens here in half number two. And when you look at the records of these two teams, and you wouldn't think that when you're watching them play. Two teams that kind of, young teams that are certainly taking some losses this year, but up and coming also as far as the programs are concerned, and teams that kind of feel pretty good about themselves, about the direction of where they're going as far as their soccer is concerned. Again, a good battle throughout that first half. We expect that to be the same as we go into half number two. And we'll get centered. We'll be West Holmes. We'll have this initial kick. Garrett Ubers, when we get action started, will have the opening kick here from that midfield circle. West Holmes came in at 6-9-1. Loudonville at 2-10-3 on the season. Ubers looking both sides. Waiting for the signal from the official. There it is. West Holmes will go in right to left offensively in the second half. Play underway. Here's Reisner with the kick for Loudonville at midfield. Gets it over now to Wes Fogle. Knocked up in the air by Porter. Takes the bounce inside the circle. Chased down by Oliver Hiller. Rolls it to the far side. Knights have it to that far end. Get that ball to the far side over to Ryder Fox. Knocked away back inside the circle. Here's a header by Galbraith. Knocked down by Hiller. Rolls it near in front of the midfield circle area. And corralled now by Ethan Ramsire. Bounces it inside the circle. Cut off and stolen by Brayson Youngin. Rolls it to the far side. Intercepted by the Knights. The Lucas Mast. Hiller had it initially. Now stolen away. Sent the other direction by Hess. Bounces it midfield across that touch. And a throw in for West Holmes. Lucas Mast to throw it in at midfield. He'll do so over to Kaiden Porter. Back over to Lucas Mast. Works it around one defender. Rolls it middle of the field now to Galbraith. We'll give and go back to Galbraith from Hiller. His pass goes high on the left. Now over to Ethan Ramsire. Kick intercepted, however, by Dylan Hammett. Cut off, however, by Galbraith. Galbraith, long kick near the net. Goes ceiling. Going to be off the top of the goalpost. Ricochets inside the box. Mouses it near the goal line, and now chasing down and sliding with the grab is Caden Leister. Long kick hit the top of that goalpost and inches away from getting that first goal of the game. And now punt it away. Back near midfield, going to be intercepted. Rolls it near the top of the box. Ubers with the kick. Knocked away on the kick back near the midfield circle. Corralled by Youngin. Redbirds with it at midfield, into the offensive end. Chased down defensively by Winger. Winger to the far sideline. That'll go rolling across that touch. And a throw in now for the Redbirds. Youngin with the throw. Leaping header by an ass. Backed over the Youngin. Youngin with the long kick near the net. Goes bouncing wide right. Going after it, Manchester. Stepping in front of Manchester, however, is going to be Ethan Ramsire. He'll work it to the near side corner. Who goes finally across that touch. It'll be off of Manchester. West Holmes is going to have this throw. Good job defensively by Ramsire to step in front of that net. And now a throw in for the Knights. Short throw goes to Porter. Porter gets a pass off at midfield. He'll find teammate Garrett Ubers. Ubers has it offensively. Ubers works it high in the left. Middle of the field, Ubers looking for some room. His shot goes high and wide to the right, goes ceiling into the trees. So it'll be a goal kick now for the Redbirds, their sixth of the night. ...37 minutes to play, a scoreless contest still. Sent away on the kick now by Ethan Hess. Bounces it near midfield. And chased down now by Winger. Defensively knocks it to his goalkeeper in Jordan Gerber. Gerber rolls a short pass. Gets it over to Balash And battling for it, here's Porter off the foot now. Wes Fogle. Long kick by Young and knocked away by Gerber. He'll keep it in play somehow and finally scoops it up. And I'm not sure how he got a hand on that one. That kick by Young and upper half of that goal, that looked like that was going in. And somehow, with the left hand, batted in play and saved by Jordan Gerber. Heck of a keeper save there on the shot and goal by the Redbirds. Back to the near side. Goes rolling across the touch near the flag. Throw in for West Holmes. Throw in near side. Going to be what? Latterville's going to have this throw. Hammond, as for usual, to throw it in. About 10 yards away from that near side corner on the Latterville offensive end. No score so far. That throw in inside the box. Header. Off the leg of Galbraith. Chased down on the kick. Near side off the foot now of Brayson Youngin. Corralled by Melosh. His kick goes near side. Overs will track it back down. Touch pass to Galbraith. His kick goes bouncing right past Wilson. Knocked high in the air. Seals it into the near sideline. Going after it now going to be Ethan Ramsire. Cut off instead by Zach Manchester. And across that touch. 5 minutes into the second half, newest score. West Holmes to throw it in from their offensive end. Oberst lobs it inside the box, tries to find Hiller, instead knocked away across the goal line. I believe went off of Dakota Wilson. And it will be a corner kick for West Holmes. This will be their third corner kick tonight. Oberst has done all the corner kicking, he'll do it again. Scoreless game. 34 and a half to play in the second half. Oberst lines it up. Lobs in the way here inside the box. Header knocked out of there by the Redbirds. Intercepted now off the foot of Melosh. Gets it back to Oberst high to the left. Oberst, his shot near the net can be off the hands of Leister. Knocked back into the net for West Holmes, but leaving off size call. That's the second time the Westholes have scored a goal, but it's been taken off the board. That time Hiller would knock it into the net off the ricochet and the deflection by Leister. But the offside's call, and they'll wave it off the goal. It's a good offensive attack for Westholes, but it will not result in the goal. And it'll be now the indirect kick for the Redbirds. It'll be their second knocked away on the kick by Hess. Sails it back near midfield. Galbraith going after that ball. He'll get to it. Now to Porter. Porter's pass over to Hiller. Hiller trying to control it. Rolls it now. High on the right. Now sit back the other way by the Redbirds on that kick, but 32 and a half to play, second half, and a scoreless game. Here's the bouncing kick, going to be knocked down on the kick by Wingard, intercepted by the Redbirds. And the kick by Denslow, knocked back near the midfield circle. Back to Hammett. Hammett lobs up the air. Over the head of Denslow, knocked down by Lucas Mast. Off the foot of Ryder Fox, back to Mast. Sit back the other direction now by the Redbirds. Here's Youngin. Youngin with the centering kick. Going to be a header by Wes Fogle. Knocked away by Mast. Went after Hammett now for the Redbirds. Hammett stumbles, goes down. And some contact being made by West Holmes' Ethan Ramsire. So that'll be a foul. Direct kick for Latterville. This will be their sixth tonight. Place that ball in between the midfield circle and the top of the box on the Latterville offensive end. Brayson Youngin will have the kick. Knocks it high in the air and way high as it seals near the net. Going to be into the hands of goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Hit it high, but it curled back in play and had a chance, but Gerber there to corral it. Another keeper save for him, his seventh. Ball goes across the touch, throw in now for the Redbirds. Off the foot of Austin Wilson near the top of the box, intercepted by Wingard. Wingard's kick near side. Cut off, however, by Manchester. Now off the foot of Porter.
Inside the circle here is Carter Reisinger. Into the Redbirds offensive end. Hickney in traffic. Controlled by Wes Fogle. Rolls it near side. Back to Manchester. Manchester with that cross. Inside the box. Tries to find a teammate. Goes off of Wyatt Dinslow. Goes knocking down to the far sideline and across the touchline. As they'll get it out of danger with West Holmes. Be a throw in, however, by the Redbirds. Midway into their offensive end. And about 10 minutes into the second half in a scoreless game still. Hammett with the throw goes left wing over to Youngin. Youngin dances around with it. Pass goes over to Hammett. Back to Youngin. Just outside of the box. His kick near the top of the box. Gets it away from there. Going to be cut off now by Garrett Oberst. Oberst works it inside the circle for West Holmes. He'll take it the other way. Into the West Holmes offensive end. Oberst controls it. His kick goes right wing. And a bit too strong. Trying to find his teammate, Ryder Fox, and across the touch. Throw in now for the Redbirds. Hammett will trot over there to get the throw in for Lattonville. With under 30 minutes to play in the second half. Throw in goes off the foot now of Galbraith. Kick by Hiller, goes wide left, goes rolling wide left, and just past the diving Keaton Leister and across the goal line. Hiller with that shot opportunity. Knights with their 16th shot on goal tonight. It was not touched, however, by Leister, so this will be a goal kick. Seventh goal kick tonight for the Redbirds. This will be their second of the second half. Hess now with the kick. Sails it up in the air near midfield. Goes to Youngin. Bounces just past him, though. Winger will have it. He'll lob it over to Oberst. Oberst controls it for the net. The Knights, his centering pass, going to be knocked up in the air by Hess. Takes a bounce. Oberst with that kick. Oberst pass one defender. Still has it. Oberst pass the defender. Goes down. He was tripped up, but just outside of the box. Should be a direct kick for West Holmes, but a good spot if you're West Holmes to have this kick. Their third direct kick tonight. Again, just outside of the box, Lattonville formed that four-man wall just ahead of them. 28-17 and counting in the second half in no score. Oberst with the kick. That kick goes for the grounding kick, knocked back to him. Ricochets again to Oberst and deflected away. So didn't go for the lob kick, deflected down to the far sideline. Lucas Mass will keep it in play for West Holmes. Down in the corner, battling for that ball, along with Chase Fogle. Finally goes across that touch off of Fogle. West Holmes going to have this throw. Mass to throw it in from the corner. Back to him, deflected on the lob kick inside the box. Knocked away by Locke Stewart. Pass near the far sideline. Youngin with the foot on that ball. Off the foot of Lucas Mast. It'll bounce across that touch. Off the West Holmes. Lattonville will have the throw. Checking in now for the Redbirds. It'll be Carter Reisinger and Austin Miller in for West Holmes. Out will be Ethan Ramsire. And checking out for Lattonville trotting over to the near sideline. That is going to be Austin Wilson. 27 minutes to play. No score between Lattonville and West Holmes. That throw in goes to Youngin. Tries to turn the corner. Can't do so. Goes across that touch, but it'll be deflected by Lucas Mass. So throw in for Youngin for the Redbirds. Lobs it right wing. Going to be knocked away, however, by Wingard, who knocks it across the touch again. Nice night for soccer. Starting to cool down a little bit as we get further into the fall. Ball thrown in the left wing. Be a header knocked down by Wes Fogle. Keeps it in play left wing. Gets his pass off now over to Wyatt Dinslow. Dinslow's kicked near the top of the box. Header by Guerrera. Controlled now by Zach Manchester. His kick batted back down by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Shot on goal by Manchester. Gerber has the keeper save. His eighth. Lattonville has their ninth shot on goal. Their eighth shot on net. Kick back near the circle. Kick by Oberst, who's sailing to the far sideline. a bit too strong as he tried to find Ryder Fox with that connection in the past and instead across that touch. And Redbirds will have this throw. That throw goes over to Locke Stewart. Deflected across the touch instead. Then I'll be off of the Redbirds. Oberst will throw it in for now for West Holmes. To Mass, back to Oberst. Intercepted by Stewart. Back over to Fox, knocks it across that touch. And then be off of him. Lenneville not going to have this throw for them. It'll be Hammett to lob it in from their defensive end of the field. Scoreless contest still with 25 minutes to play. Throwing in near midfield off the foot of Lucas Mast. Now Oliver Hiller goes after the ball. Whistle blown. It'll be handball. West Holmes going to have this kick. Other offensive end. Here's Oberst pass. Goes to Lucas Mast. Back to Oberst. Oberst middle of the field. Knocked back high in the air. The other direction. Back near the midfield circle. Right past Austin Miller. Pass Guerrero. That kick near side goes to Youngin. Here Wola just behind his teammate. Too strong, trying to find Zach Manchester. Instead, the Knights going to have this throw at midfield. Throw lobbed in near side. Over to Ian McFarlane. Going after it, going to be Dylan Hammett. McFarlane will step in front of the ball. Hammett steals it away. Rolls it back near midfield. Intercepted by Austin Miller. His pass finds Kaiden Porter. Centering pass by Porter. Going to be cut off and set the other direction by Chase Vogel inside the circle. Intercepted, however, by Guerrero. Rolls it, deflected back inside the circle again, this time off the foot of Locke Stewart. Off the foot of Wyatt Denslow. Back to Youngin into the Lattonville offensive. Double team left away by Guerrero. Here will it back near the goal line. I believe it goes across the goal line off of Guerrero's foot. So it should be a corner kick for Lattonville. Redbirds will have their third corner kick tonight. Brayson Youngin will do the kicking from that far side of the field. 23 and a half to play, and no score. Here's the corner kick from Youngin. In front of the net, going to be knocked down by Gerber, and now knocked high and outside of the box by Wingard defensively. Bows bouncing across that touch, and a throw-in now for the Redbirds. So Lattonville an opportunity there off of that corner kick, but a good job by Gerber initially, and then Wingard to get it out of danger for West Holmes. Here's the throw by Hammett near the top of the box. Goes to Ethan Hess. Header by Porter. And we'll send away the kick now by McFarlane near side. Near that right wing. That kick inside the box, now knocked out of there. Intercepted by Hammett for Lattonville. Goes right wing with the pass. Now Manchester with his kick near the top of the box to Youngin. Youngin will knock it back near the goal line and scooped up easily by Jordan Gerber. A little bit wide right on that attempted kick on the pass from Manchester to Youngin. And scooped up easily by Gerber. He'll punt it away. Back near the midfield line. And now inside the circle. Here's the kick by Ubers. Rolls it. And off the foot now of Ian McFarlane. Back near side going after it. Defensively is Dakota Wilson goes rolling across that touch. Throw in for the Knights. They'll have it on their offensive end. About 10 yards away from that near side corner on the West Holmes offensive side. Here's the throw. Oberst lobs it inside the box. Knocked down. Balash off of his foot. Kick by Oliver Hiller goes wide left. He had that near the top of the box. Hiller with that shot opportunity, but a bit wide. It'll be a goal kick now for the Redbirds. Their eighth goal kick tonight after West Holmes had their 17th shot on goal. Still scoreless, though, with 21-20 to play in the second half. McRoy alongside with you, Phoenix Price, Alex Mass back in the studio, and glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLM FM.com on senior night at Lattonville. Here's Lucas Mast at midfield for the Knights. Try to find Ryder Fox. I believe went across that touch. It'll be off of the Redbirds. Westholm's going to throw it in. Oliver Hiller will throw it in midway into their offensive end. That pass gets it over now to Guerrera. Guerrera's kick inside the box goes wide left and goes rolling across the goal line. Galbraith near that ball as well. Couldn't quite get to it on that kick by Guerrera. So goal kick now for the Redbirds again. This will be their ninth. Pass with the kick, sails it up in the air near midfield. Knocked down over to Garrett Oberst. Oberst's pass, intercepted by Hammett. Hammett works it for Loudonville. Strong kick by Hammett to the Redbirds offensive end, but Wingard's there to get to it defensively. James Wingard's pass goes to Lucas Mast. Mast near the circle. Pass deflected away, chased down by Guerrera. He'll knock it up in the air to the far side. Get that over to Ryder Fox. Back near the circle. Here's Porter goes after it. That center kick now tracked down by Dylan Hammett. Hammett has it deflected away on the header. Back inside the box by Melosh. Melosh was a little shaken up on that last play. Scooped up by Keenan Leister away from that net. Stopping that clock with 19:20 to play in the second half. See if Balash will be able to stay out there. Looks like he put the hand up in the air like, I'll be all right. So he'll stay in the game, and I'll punt it away by Keenan Leister near midfield. Anybody kind of heard a whistle there, and it kind of stopped. Then we'll get going. Heck, well, goes rolling to the far sideline, goes rolling across that touch. Will be a throw-in now for the Knights. Checking in now for West Holmes. Braden Swinehart will replace Balash, so they'll give him a rest now with under 19 minutes to play. Go in back inside the circle goes to Garrett Oberst. He'll work it into the West Holmes offensive end. Oberst in the open field. Gets it over to Galbraith, back to Oberst. Oberst in traffic, looking for some room. His shot can go wide left and across the goal line. Couldn't get a clean shot at it, and it will be a goal kick for the Redbirds. This will be their 10th of the night, their 5th of the second half. West Holmes with 6 goal kicks by comparison, just 2 in the second half. As we near the 18-minute mark. Ball sent away on the kick back the far side across that touch. Russ Holmes going to have this throw. Hiller's pass to Oberst, intercepted. On the kick to the far side of the field. And they'll keep that ball now across the touch on the kick by the Redbirds. Garrett Oberst will have this throw in. Lobs it in to the top of the box off of Hiller. And goes bouncing across that touch. The Knights will have the throw again. A little further into their offensive end. With 17 and a half to play. No score. See if either team is able to change that here in the second half. Oberst lobs it inside the box. Knocked out of there. Here's the kick. Going to be Corral now for the Redbirds. Working that ball. Here's the kick sent away now by Carter Reisinger. He's over to Youngin. Youngin offensively. Centering pass. He'll get back to it. Youngin will follow his own kick. His pass off right wing going to be deflected away. Redbirds have it right side. Back to Youngin. On that right wing just outside of the box. His kick inside the box. There's a header by Lucas Mast. Knocked out of there on the kick by Brandon Swinehart. Youngin goes after it. Rolled near sideline by Austin Miller. And finally across that touch. Redbirds going to have this throw. Throw it in by Hammett to the right wing. Header by Youngin off the foot now of Austin Miller goes over to Garrett Oberst. Oberst will have a strong kick across midfield. Cut off the foot of Chase Vogel. Header by Oberst. Back to Oliver Hiller. Back to Oberst offensively. Oberst. Double team. Spins away from it. Oberst with that shot near the net. Goes wide left again. Trying to go for that long shot. Unable to work it in close because of the double team. But good job defensively by the Redbirds. Will result in a goal kick again for Lattonville. Their 11th of the night. Under 16 minutes to go in a scoreless contest. This time with the goal kick going to be goalkeeper Keenan Leister. His kick, bouncing kick, going to be cut off by Oberst. He goes down. Hammett intercepts. Now tracked back down by the Knights. The kick by Porter. Centering pass by him. Going to be intercepted by Chase Vogel. Back to Porter. Off the foot of Austin Miller. Miller's centering pass. He'll have it intercepted by Wilson. Wilson's pass going to be corralled. And chased down on the kick by the Knights and Ryder Fox. Deflected by Lattonville across that touch. Westholm's going to have this throw midway into their offensive end. Lucas Mass will throw it. Mass looking. Over to Oliver Hiller. Back over to Mass. Back to Hiller. Hiller works it. His long shot into that going to go off the goalpost. Ricochets inside the box, and Hammer will get it out of there. Another shot off the goalpost for West Holmes. I believe Galbraith was the one off the ricochet, had a chance to knock that one in, but unable to get a foot on that ball. So the Knights, another shot on goal. And the Redbirds dodging the ball there. And it'll be Lattonville throw-in with 14 and a half to play. Well, that's a couple of balls, as I mentioned, in the second half have been off the goalpost and inches away from going in the net. Still scoreless. That ball thrown in near midfield. Knocked off the foot now of Austin Miller. Oberst with the header. Now off of Austin Wilson going after it near midfield. Here's Oberst again. Back to Lucas Mass to Oberst. In the middle of the field, Oberst. Long kick, who's bouncing inside the box. Scooped up off the ground this time by Keenan Leister. Leister's eighth keeper save of the night goes across midfield. Off of Wyatt Denslow, knocked away by James Wingard. Back to Guerrera. Guerrera seals it away across that touch off of his kick. Dominic Guerrera, just the freshman for this West Holmes team. He's been active tonight. 13 and a half to play, and no score. And throw in, knocked back near midfield. Knights have it offensively. Into the offensive end. Here's the pass over to Oliver Hiller. Hiller controls it. Works it down over to the pass to Lucas Mass. He'll back it up. Centering pass by Mass goes over to Garrett Oberst. Oberst pass one defender in front of the circle. His pass goes to Porter. Porter back to Oberst. Knocked away. And now corralled by Wes Vogel. Knocked across midfield. Now Youngen goes after the ball for Lattonville on the offensive end. Youngen now on the left wing. Pass one defender. Youngen with a shot. That's going to be to the right corner of the net. Racing Youngen knocks it in. Youngen got past one defender, had some daylight, and he found the right corner of that net. Brayson Youngen gives Lattonville a 1-0 lead with 12:46 to play in the second half. This is Boys High School Soccer on WKLM. And apparently we'll keep it right here. Grayson Youngen with that goal for Lattonville gives the Redbirds a 1-0 advantage. So back and forth throughout the night. Both teams have had their chances tonight. Some good keeper play and defender play has kept it scoreless up until now. And that time it was Youngen who was in the open field. And he had some room and good accurate kick. Found that right corner of that net and gave the Redbirds a 1-0 lead. Final 12 minutes, 1-0 Lattonville. Here's the kick. Rolled inside the circle. Here's Carter Reisinger. Chased down by Oliver Hiller. Hiller has it for the Knights. Rolls it back to the far side. Kick is rolling near the corner and across that goal line. who's off of Ryder Fox. So a goal kick for the Redbirds. This will be their 12th. Look, just based on the goal kicks alone, you feel like the has been a little more on the West Holmes offensive side of the second half, but the Redbirds able to cash in with that goal opportunity and take this 1-0 lead. 11:20 to play second half. Here's Austin Wilson. Wilson into the Redbirds offensive end. Here's Youngin with it on the left wing. Youngin, his kick near the top of the box. Going after it, going to be a kick, going to be knocked back down on the kick off the foot now of Fogle to Youngin. Header by Fogle near the net goes wide left and chased down finally by goalkeeper Jordan Gerber. Wes Fogle couldn't get a real clean look at that, and now Fogle scoops up some punt it away. Back inside the circle. Hammett's pass going to be cut off by Obers. Obers on the offensive end. Gets a pass off now. Here's Galbraith. Galbraith, his shot going to be deflected away by diving Keaton Leister. Galbraith again near the goal line. To Obers, his shot going to be scooped up again and knocked down by Keaton Leister. Two straight keeper saves on two shots of goal for the West Holmes, and it keeps it 1-0 Lanaville. Leister with 10 keeper saves by my count tonight. In West Holmes, 21 shots on goal. They have 12 of those on net, but have yet to score. Ball sent away to the bouncing kick back near the midfield line. Here's Porter. 1-0 Lanaville. West Holmes with the ball. Here's Lucas Mast. His pass to Wingard. Over to Obers, back to Wingard offensively. Wingard's pass goes over now to Oliver Hiller. He'll back it up. Now just behind him, the Lucas Mast. Back over to James Wingard. Wingard in traffic. He'll back it up. Back behind him, the Mast. Mast will lob it over to Garrett Oberst. Oberst on the double team. His shot deflected away by Dakota Wilson. Knocked back down by James Wingard. Wingard kick goes behind him. Goes left wing. Now over to Ryder Porter. The kick near the top of the box. Off of Balash. Send away on the kick now by the Redbirds. Back near the midfield line. Knocked down by Guerrero. He'll find Wingard in traffic. Wingard's pass to Oberst. Oberst looking for some room. Pass one defender. Knocked away. Oberst back to him. He'll go crashing down. No foul call. Goes near side on the kick. Over to Hammett. Hammett will pound it across the touch. Throw in now for the Knights. 9 minutes to play. 1-0 Lanaville. Trying to hang on to this one. West Holmes trying to see if they can tie this game up. Short pass goes to Melosh. Back over to Wingard, knocked away by Lanaville across the touch. Austin Miller now to throw it in from that same spot. His throw in goes to Oberst. His header down to James Wingard. Wingard backs it up near midfield. He'll find Austin Miller. Miller's kick. Knocked the other way. Off the leg of Carter Reisinger. Reisinger controls it. Double team. Off the foot now, Melosh back to Garrett Oberst. Oberst works it to the middle of the field. Gets it over to Oliver Hiller. Hiller's pass goes high in the right. Working the ball, here's Ryder Fox. Fox on the right wing. Fox has it knocked away. And again, the Redbirds have it. Going to be cut off by Lucas Mast, however. Right back over to Oberst. His long shot going to be bouncing to the top of the box. Reflected inside the box area. Kick by Melosh against Hammett. Hammett knocks away from him. His kick deflected back near sideline across the touch off the foot of James Wingard. And now Lanaville is going to have this throw. Under 8 minutes to play. 1-0 to Lanaville. Locke Stewart checking in for the Redbirds. Now we're ready to go. Hammett get this pass off near side. Off the foot now of Austin Miller. Sails it near side. Hammett keeps it in play defensively. Works that ball. Goes rolling across that touch. Couldn't get right past the Knights that time on that play. Galbraith was stepping in front of him, but he say went off Galbraith's foot and across that touch. Here's the throw-in. Chased down by Hiller now. Hiller backs it up now over to Wingard. Wingard offensively near the top of the box. Wingard, pass one defender, rolls inside the box, and now knocked away from him across that touchline. Good job by the Redbirds there to knock it away with 6:50 and counting, 1-0 Lattonville. 9th with the throw. Lobbed inside the box. There's a header. Back near the goal line. And I believe they'll keep it in play. So not a corner. Knights will throw it in from about that same spot on their offensive end. That throw in goes to Wingard. Wingard. His long shot going to be in the net. James Wingard found the right corner just outside of the box and just past the diving Keaton Leister. And James Wingard, the sophomore, covers through to tie this game up at one apiece. James Wingard coming through, as I mentioned. That's his second goal of the year. We're tied up at one. 6:12 to go. This is Boys High School Soccer on WKLM. And again, I guess we'll not take a commercial break here in the second half. It'll be back into the offensive end for Lattonville. Here's Younger with it high in the left. Works at left wing near the goal line. Younger with that cross. Can be knocked up in the air of the kick back near the goalpost. And getting to the foot of that ball for West Holmes in there. And that was Austin Miller. Finally goes across the goal line off of his foot. So it's going to be a corner kick for Lattonville. This will be their fourth corner kick tonight, their second of the second half. 5.5 to play. We're tied up at one apiece. Brayson Youngin has the corner kick. Lobs it in front of the net and deflected away by Jordan Gerber. He can't corral it, though. It goes off his hands and across the goal line. So good play by Gerber, but just couldn't quite hold on to it. And that's going to result in another corner kick for Lattonville. So now up to 5 tonight, back-to-back corner kicks. Youngin with the kick. Seals it near the top of the box this time. And chased down to the near sideline on the kick by Hess. Give and go back to Hess. Knocked away from him just to the right wing. Now going after it. Here's the sliding kick inside the box. Off the foot of Porter. Porter's kick near the top of the box back to Hess. Hess will knock it wide left of the goalpost and goes rolling across the goal line. Goal kick for West Holmes will be their seventh tonight, tied up at 1, 4:20 to play. Here's the kick near side, goes bouncing near midfield across that touch. Tied up at 1 apiece. Dylan Hammett will lob it in. That pass going to be a header, right back to him by Porter. Back to Hammett. Off the foot now of Carter Reisinger, knocked back near the circle. And he was pounding into the West Holmes offensive end, but easily scooped up with a kick actually by Leister. He'll, instead of scooping it up, he'll kick it across the touch to the far side. 3:45 to play. Kick by Oberst goes sailing near the middle of the field. Hiller has it. Centering pass now goes to Wingard. Wingard, pass one defender. Dances around with it, Wingard. That kick deflected away back to the right wing. Rolls back to the far sideline. Ryder Fox going after it. Instead off of Lattonville across that touch. Obersk now going to throw it in for the Knights. His long throw inside the box. Deflected away by Leister. Gets to that side of the box. Chased back down by Guerrera. Tied at 1. 3:13 to go. Guerrera seals it high in the air near the net. Into the hands of goalkeeper Keaton Leister. Punts it away inside the circle. Austin Miller gets a foot on that ball. Now to James Wingard. Wingard into the offensive end to Ryder Fox. He'll find Hiller. Hiller controls it. Middle of the field offensively for West Holmes. His pass to Wingard. Wingard's kick inside the box. Over to Galbraith, knocked down by Leister. And dangerous territory finally knocked out of there by the Redbirds. Guerrera gets a foot on that ball. Knocks it back in midfield, Lucas Bast. 2.5 to go. It's a 1-1 score. West Holmes has an offensive long kick by Guerrera, who is bouncing inside the box, rolls near the goal line, and it'll be across the goal line. Goal kick now for Loudonville. Be their 13th tonight. Davis Malasha was chasing after that ball furiously after that kick by Guerrero, but couldn't get to it before it went across the goal line. Ball, he put it away back near the midfield line. There's a header near side by Youngin. Kept in playing on the kick by Manchester. Back to Youngin. Takes a bounce. Austin Miller with that kick. Steps in front of the ball. There's the whistle. It'll be a direct kick for West Holmes. Their fourth. Into the offensive end. 1:40 to go. Give and go. Near side for West Holmes offensively. Here's Maynard. Can't quite control it. On the pass by Malosh. Across that touch it goes. Throw in now for the Redbirds. 1.5 to play. That throw in. Chased down by Porter. Off the foot of Manchester. Rolls it near the top of the box. Kicked by Jordan Gerber. The goalkeeper for the Knights will bounce it to the far sideline. Here's Lucas Mast, who has the ball. Mast, into the offensive end. Going to be cut off by Dakota Wilson. Chased down by Ryder Fox. Fox has it near the corner. Rolls off of his foot and across the goal line. 1 minute to go and another goal kick for the Redbirds. Their 14th goal kick tonight. 50 seconds to go, tied up at one. Here's the kick by Leister back to the far sideline. Hats across the touch. Off of West Holmes. Austin Wilson throws it in. Knocked the other way by Oberst. Takes the bounce. Dakota Wilson gets the foot of that ball. Corralled now by James Wingard. West Holmes has it offensively. Oberst, he goes down. No whistle. Now to Wingard. Back over to Malosh, left wing. Malosh back to Oberst, knocked away by Hammond. As it bounces across the touch with 17 seconds to go, West Holmes has the throw on their offensive end. Down the 12 seconds, down the 10, throw it inside the box. Header rolls across the goal line. Now the 7 seconds to go, this will be a corner kick. 5 seconds, 3 seconds, 2, 1. The kick on the corner going to be wide left, and that will do it. And we will finish up in a 1-1 tie between West Holmes and Loudonville tonight. It was a good one this evening. Both teams very competitive all night long. And, of course, the goal by Brace and Youngin came with 12:46 to go to give Loudonville a 1-0 lead. And then it was answered by James Wingard with a goal by him with 6:12 to play for the Knights. And we will finish up with a final game, a final score of West Holmes 1 and Loudonville 1. West Holmes goes to 6-9-2 on the season. Loudonville will finish up their regular season at 2-10-4. Again, the final, West Holmes 1 and Loudonville 1. Back to recap the game for you after this on WKLM.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
Okay, we'll try this again. Is the final score tonight here is West Holmes ties it up with Loudonville at one apiece tonight. Really a good battle all night long. A scoreless first half, and that's not because of a lack of action. Both teams had some opportunities in the first half and weren't able to get the goal. And it stayed that way through a large part of the second half as well. But finally, Loudonville's Brayson Youngin got into the open field. He found the right corner of the net. Brayson Youngin with 12:46 to play in the second half gave Loudonville
a 1-0 lead. But it was staying that way until the 6-12 mark of the second half. James Wingert, who played on the as a defender most of the game, the sophomore, got some opportunities on the offensive end. Down the final stretch of the game, we wanted to give him a chance to see if he could break through, and he did so. James Wingert found just enough daylight to find the right corner of that net on his shot in goal, his second goal of the year. And that would tie it up on that West Holmes goal at one apiece. And it was staying away to finish up the contest. West Holmes won in Loudonville, won the final score. I mentioned a lot of action. Yes, there were. If you look at the final numbers, it kind of tells the tale in that regard. As for West Holmes, they finish up with 23 shots a goal in all. They had 14 of those shots on net. And for Loudonville, they finished up with 13 shots a goal. 11 of those shots were on net for the night. For West Holmes, is Jordan Gerber. He would finish up for him with 10 keeper saves, while Keaton Leister for Loudonville had 11 keeper saves on the night. West Holmes had 4 direct kicks. Loudonville had 6. Each team had 2 indirect kicks on the night. Well, Loudonville had 5 corner kicks. West Holmes had 3 corner kicks. Loudonville finished up with a total of 14 goal kicks, 7 by comparison for West Holmes. And again, Loudonville-West Holmes finish up in a 1-1 tie. With the win, or I should say with the tie, rather, West Holmes goes to 6-9-2, their second tie of the year, to finish up their regular season. And their next game will be in tournament play, the Division 4 sectional at Maysville. That'll be next Thursday, October 16th. Loudonville, with their tie, they'll drop to 2-10-4. And their next game will be in Division 5 sectional tournament play next Thursday, October 16th, against either Medina Christian or Brookfield. That'll wrap things up for us. We do want to thank Phoenix Price and Alex Mass back in the studio. I am Matt Croy. Reminder, coming away, of course, on Friday, tomorrow night, we high school football. West Holmes at Ashland will be live on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. Airtime 6 p.m. Kickoff at 7. Of course, we'll be have delayed video for that game tomorrow night. We'll post the video to the WKLM YouTube page immediately following that contest for tomorrow night. As I mentioned, Saturday will be Buckeyes football. Ohio State's at Illinois. We'll join the OSU radio network at 10:30 a.m. Kickoff is at noon. Browns football on Sunday. The Browns against the Steelers. We'll join the Browns radio network at 11 a.m. Kickoff is at 1. And then tournament action next week. We'll be video live streaming the area tournament games for the boys and girls soccer and volleyball. That all gets started coming up on Tuesday next week right here on WKLM. Again, I'm Matt Croy. We'll finish it up here with the boys high school soccer from Loudonville. It's Loudonville 1 and West Holmes 1. So long, everybody.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection.
Hi, this is West Holmes head football coach Keaton Luplaw. Listen to your home for Knights football all season long on your hometown station, FM 95.3 WKLM, WKLMFM.com, and on YouTube.
You win.